Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. They're 1-2. What'd you think of the game last night?
Man, I got so many thoughts going through my head, and I just...
One at a time.
A lot of people are coming for Kyle Shanahan. I just don't know if that was Exhibit A, if that was the game to do it. Jimmy was bad, but Stoney, what if I told you this, just like I tried to convey to Willard and Dibbs, you're lucky to have number 10. So he's all you basically got. So last week, they were the smartest. The front office, the regime was the smartest people in the room because they held on to Jimmy, and he looked bad. Michael Jackson bad yesterday. That was awful. He cost him the game.
Who?
Jimmy.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Not till 3, Stoney. Yeah.
What's that?
I said not till 3. 3 o'clock, I get out of here. But
That's a team loss. That's a team loss.
Okay, so we know who you're not talking about. That's the defense.
Well, they broke down late again. You know, it's funny. It's funny.
They broke down.
We all talk about Garoppolo not being able to make big plays late. It's like defense has let them down twice in fourth quarters now. Of course, they're not the reason they lost, but you got to work in tandem there.
But how many times
defense has to help the offense until the offense gets on track?
How many times do you look at your defense like you can't give up a score? You know what I mean? And there were some similarities between Chicago. You're right. They got their points in the second half, but man.
You know what? Here's the other thing. Okay, Jimmy blew it. Big deal. He's your backup quarterback. What do you expect?
Who said this
was a Super Bowl team?
Vegas. And the fact that my eyes, I thought they had action. It ain't over either. But, I mean, now you're telling me Jimmy doesn't have Trent Williams, and that's no big deal? I mean, and I know we'll get to that in the Ram game later on in the week, but damn, that was my biggest takeaway. I've been through the Jimmy Garoppolo experience when it's good, okay, and bad. I told you I thought it was Michael Jackson bad. But Trent Williams not being available for the foreseeable future, and you're rolling your eyes.
Yeah, because they were so great with him.
No, see, but it changed after. You saw that. Jimmy was running for his life.
He was the protection.
And he's not
been
good
bad
at it, as you pointed out.
The protection's been bad all year. All year the protection's been bad.
I'll meet you halfway there, but Stoney, when your boy Jimmy had time to throw, he was off.
18 for 29. I mean, seriously, Trey Lance goes 13 for 28. Yeah. He doesn't even complete 50% of his passes, and Garoppolo's up around 67. Of course, he wasn't great, but that's who he is, and that's who the four. And see, this is where I got to figure. Okay. You know, this is where the season could really get sidetracked. Is if you're not going to win, and Jimmy's quarterbacking. That cannot happen. It cannot happen. That's what's going to do Kyle Shanahan in. If we're watching Jimmy Garoppolo all year long, and they go 7-10,
and didn't you say, hey Goo, if that happens, obviously that wouldn't get him to the playoffs. That would be a nightmare scenario for the 49ers. But we talked, the last time I saw you, I said, who is this Niner team this year? Are they the 3-5 team that we saw the first half? Or are they the team that got hot after the Ram game Monday night last year? That looked like the team that was 3-5. And now you got questions left and right. And I'll say this about Shanahan. What more can he do to get the ball in the playmaker hands? He can't throw it to him, Stoney. So when the people are coming from Kyle, I'm not defending him, but I'm like, damn.
Jimmy Garoppolo threw for 211 yards. It's not a ton, but it's not like 150.
But what about the fumble, the safety? Okay. I mean, you're giving the team points or opportunity on the fumble point. And then the interception to Debo, like, I don't know what he saw there. He just threw it. But that's one of his top five worst games to me. Tennessee, the Dallas game, playoff game that he almost gave away. And you could slot this one in there, Stoney. But he is who you better appreciate him because you got nothing else.
I'm just the one thing that I think I'm sick of hearing. I'm sick of hearing it. Is weapons. Oh, they got weapons. All right, first of all, Elijah Mitchell's out. Secondly, Trey Lance is supposed to be their starting quarterback. He's out. All right. George Kittle is a glorified lineman.
How many did he have?
4 catches, 28 yards, 7 a pop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know I'm doing that for effect. But they do not use George Kittle like a dangerous tight end.
And
Brandon Ayuk.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Come on.
What more can he do, though, Stoney?
He could try to get open. Like, this is what I can't stand. It's like, how do we know it's all Jimmy? Like, everybody says, well, Debo doesn't know how to run routes. But then we leave it there. Is that true?
Well, Debo was wide open again for a touchdown, and Jimmy didn't see
him. By the way, that was not going to be a touchdown.
No, no.
The safety was coming.
No, you're talking about the one he caught. There was another play. Debo was wide open, and Collinsworth, everybody saw it, but Jimmy didn't even throw him the ball. He went somewhere else, which is telling me he might be making up where he's going with the ball before his height. Debo was wide open, Stoney.
Okay.
And I'm not in here telling you
why would you come in today and why would you come in today?
Because you're defending the weaponry of the Niners rather than the guy that controls the weaponry.
I'm not defending the weaponry. I'm criticizing the weaponry.
Jimmy was awful last night.
Debo Samuel is not the player he was last year because everybody knows what he's going to do. Everybody knows what Debo is and what he's going to do.
So you're saying that he kind of caught up to that?
Ayuk's, it's his third year, and guess what? He's still got potential. And they got this supposed great tight end that they don't throw to. And you know I laugh about it, but they don't throw the ball to George Kittle.
I just, Stoney, and I watch a lot of football. A lot of teams wish they had two receivers, the quality that the Niners do, and a tight end. I don't know if it's the coach's fault. We can start there. I'm not mad. But last night, Rob Lowe, about last night, that was Jimmy Garoppolo. And I know you can give me those numbers, and we run out of toilet paper, and I can use those stats. But, man, to the naked eye, he wasn't on, and he had two times at the end, like Russell Wilson, who was awful in his own right. But when it counted, he got his team to the promised land.
Where's this play caller?
Jimmy.
Where's this big-time play caller?
Man.
Where's this big-time? Genius play caller.
Okay, I'll say
this. Where's this big time gutsy, but we're going to decline a penalty?
Debo's wide open and the quarterback doesn't see him.
Well, that's
like,
you know what?
That means
that's Kyle's fault. That's Kyle's fault. I thought he schemed guys open all the time.
Stoney, he was open. The quarterback didn't see him or even look his way.
That, so it's all me, Jimmy now.
No, that on that instance to play
the 49ers offense stinks. It's the worst offense in football, pretty much. They have no explosive plays, even though they're supposed to have explosive players. That's on Kyle.
Mm.
That's on Kyle. And Jimmy apparently in 17 threw it around a lot, and they were successful. Kyle Shanahan.
Show me one thing. I'm waiting.
Hey, is Lamar Jackson the MVP and is Green Bay back? Those are the questions that were answered on Sunday. Learn everything you need about Week 3 by listening to First in Pod. Danny Perkins and Andrew Filipponi bring you the latest takes from some of the most passionate NFL cities in the country. Follow First in Pod on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. 888-957-9570. Let's talk about it. Niners 1-2.
The 48-yard line. Denver bringing 4. Garoppolo protected in traffic. It's intercepted. Jonas Griffith on the deflection. Has it for Denver.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Mike Tirico. I like Mike Tirico.
You like him?
I do.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He complimented me once, so I like him.
You want to say what it was?
You just said I did a hell of a job covering the Warriors.
Where were you at?
We're at the arena.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on, man. Let's get to it, Stani. Call him out now.
Call who out? Call the guy out that everybody acknowledges stinks? Jimmy Garoppolo? Dude. Why?
What about
Here's the other thing. Okay, so Jimmy Garoppolo's not very good. Okay, he's not having a good game. Why does Kyle Shanahan throw 30 times and run 20 times?
Because he has or thinks highly or higher of the three guys, his two wide receivers. I'm throwing Jennings in there. I'd like to see Ray with the ball a little more. And Kittle, like they got to do something. And I get everybody coming at me about this Denver defense. I understand they're a good defense, but I saw a quarterback from the Houston Texans put a scare in them. Geno Smith beat them, and it wasn't just by throwing for 500 yards, but that was just the 18-29. I hate that you're giving, like, Google wasn't that bad. The eye test tells you, I mean, he was awful.
We got Lorenzo Neal coming up at 1 o'clock, as always, on a Monday, and then John Dickinson's going to join us at 2 o'clock. He was in Denver watching that game. Here's where I'm at. We've seen Jimmy Garoppolo before. All right? If Kyle...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To me, this is more about Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan decided, all right, he was going to move off of Jimmy Garoppolo. Because he didn't like Jimmy Garoppolo for whatever reason.
Facts.
Didn't like him enough. So here they bring in Trey Lance, a guy who's not even close to ready, all right, who played Division I AA football. But Kyle's going to make him a star. Well, he's not going to be able to make him a star in 2 years. That's one thing we know. So that guy's out of the picture. But Kyle, because he knows more than everybody else in the room, now says, let's just go out and get Jimmy as a backup. Just because Jimmy's playing as your backup does not leave Kyle Shanahan off the hook. And you know what? It does take Garoppolo off the hook. Because I'm looking at Garoppolo now like he is. He's a backup quarterback. He's the number two quarterback. Kyle made that choice. Kyle said Trey's better than Jimmy Garoppolo. Okay, well, now you got to use Jimmy Garoppolo. And you didn't get it done yesterday.
Yeah, but I hear what you're saying. We both agreed when Jimmy came back, I never would look at you or Jimmy and tell anybody that it's Jimmy's fault. I don't think he's going to get you 15 more last night. He was awful last night. We'll call a spade a spade. And when he's good, when that day does come, I'm going to give him his kudos. But again, what's his record now, Kyle? You said it to me in the green room.
Not criticizing Kyle right now.
I'm about to.
40-44.
Okay, 40-44, and your ass is lucky as all outdoors to have number 10 as an option. And number 10 last year after a 3-5 start got you to the NFC Championship game. My only thing is this going to continue? Kyle, you have to do something. And Jimmy, I don't know if he was hinting during the week about let Jimmy cook. Well, you burnt the meal up last night, Jimmy. That was more. If I pass out blame pie, a big part of it, a majority of it goes to Jimmy Garoppolo. And I'm not sitting here telling you at 1-2 they're not going to make it. But more, if we see more last night, you ain't beating the Rams Monday night. Not with no Trent Williams, not with no Elijah Mitchell. And my boy ran, what'd you think of Wilson Jr.? He ran tough.
Yeah.
12 carries.
But see, everything's mitigated by the fumble. Can't fumble.
What about the safety?
That was a terrible play design.
Okay, that,
are you kidding me?
It was an F.
That's the closest Kyle. Here's the other thing. Oh, they said Kyle took responsibility.
I was about
to
say
he didn't. He said, yeah, I put him in a tough situation. That's not accountability.
How would you have wanted to hear it?
That was a terrible play call by me. That's on me. Something like that.
Damn, man. They're 1-2. And you lost it to Shy. And I will not say a damn thing about this defense. Yeah, you're right, Stoney. They were out there. Denver had the ball for 34 minutes. You want to say they were fatigued? I don't know. But damn, if this ain't a top three defense in the league, I don't know what is. But we've seen this story before where you got D, but the O doesn't do their job. And then you got a loss. You're smiling.
Oh, man. First of all, if you're watching on YouTube, thank you. You can watch us on YouTube. We got 500 right now.
Yeah.
Just Google or search Steiny and Guru or search 95.7 The Game. Trustus Jones. What an observant person. Did Steiny just stir his coffee with a yellow highlight marker? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I didn't have a spoon. So what?
No, I'm with you.
You know, I always do that. Yeah. If I don't have a spoon, you can use a pen upside down.
I've used a toothbrush before.
Well, of course.
The other end of it. Yeah,
of
not
course.
The part you put in your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Real men.
Good eyes, Trustus. Yeah. Good eyes. Let's go to Brian. Get us started in San Francisco. What's up, Brian? How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. Can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just wanted to... All right, I'm with this. I think it's all Shanahan right now. I mean, this guy needs to... he's blown so many leads. It's killing me as a Niner fan that every single year this big thing happens. And then, you know, I mean, I'm not going to put 100% on Shanahan, even though that safety was a terrible play call. But, I mean, Jimmy G, he has to throw the ball. I mean, and I don't understand why he always does the same thing. I mean, I don't know if you guys have an answer to that, but it's a mix of both. And I just feel like next year we need to start fresh.
Yeah, well, this year was supposed to be the start fresh with Trey Lance.
So, you know how coordinators get their gigs. They master or perfect what they do. We see Robert Saleh, McDaniel in Miami. If you're not watching D'Amico Ryans and looking at him like he won't make a great future head coach, I know it's only 3 weeks in, but Stoney, that unit was so suffocating, flying around, and yet they did give up points. Who can call this show or text or Twitch or tweet and say you got an issue with the defense? They were out there forever. So I'm not giving them a pass, but are you telling me, this is the NFL. You're going to give up something. This was your quarterback missing a wide-open Deebo Samuel. You didn't even look his way.
See, this is the thing. It's like we've been through this with Garoppolo. Stop blaming him. Nobody thinks he's any good. But you know what? Here he is. He's the quarterback. You know why? Because they were afraid to get rid of him. They were too scared to get rid of him. And good. Now he's playing. You can't,
What do I think
of Jimmy Garoppolo?
He's still here.
I think the same thing about Jimmy Garoppolo for the last 3 years. He's average.
Okay.
He's about 15.
And last night he was bad at
He's about 15th.
Yeah.
16th quarterback.
But man,
what?
Now you're without
how
your
about
left
Kyle?
Tackle. Okay, we went at him all. I get it. But what about the season now? You're right. You were saying 3-5. They shocked the world, beat Chicago, beat the Rams. I don't know if they're going to beat the Rams this time after just losing to the Rams, the most important game that you ever faced them in the NFC Championship game. Now, and you talked about, you say, Garoppolo's not the fastest guy. And I don't want to rob anything from whoever's at left tackle, but last night, if that's any indication, he's going to be running for his life. And he's not good at that. Throwing the ball across his body, across the field. And Aaron Donald, who I know is not lined up, usually doesn't line up over Trent Williams. But, man, this could get ugly fast.
Is this true?
Ugly now? 1-2.
Is this true?
What?
You were saying Jimmy Garoppolo should have been the starter from game one. It's a Ahmad Z.
No, I love Ahmad, but no. You're my partner. You should know this.
No, you
I
did,
wanted
you, no,
Trey
you said,
in when the
you said Garoppolo's
Trey
better.
Lance, I wanted him to start.
No, but you said Garoppolo's better quarterback right now than Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Okay. So think about how badly Trey Lance would have done.
Now, see, I'm not. That's what he looks downfield more than Jimmy.
Mm.
So maybe that's all it took, because when they did go downfield, they had some action.
Carlito in Alameda. What's up, Carlito? How you doing, man?
Oh. Hey, gentlemen.
That's going to hurt him. You know what? He gets the little T. Little T for Carlito.
Before you grab the next one, is it ugly, 1-2? I mean, I know it's 3 weeks in. We got to talk about what we see. 1-2, is that what you thought? When you had Seattle, Chicago, and Denver.
I was under the assumption that Trey Lance would be the quarterback. Right. And I thought a 2-2 start would be acceptable with Trey Lance at quarterback. So, with Jimmy Garoppolo, I'll give
standards
him 2-2.
Standards were raised. We're higher. Remember we said now it's Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, 2-2 is still fine.
That didn't look good last night.
2-2 is still fine. They were in a lot worse shape last
Somebody
year.
Somebody calling you a Kyle hater.
I'm not a Kyle hater. It's just I don't, you know. I mean, for somebody who hadn't done anything and had never been a head coach before, the guy was overpraised. That's a fact. Here's the other thing about Kyle Shanahan that's starting to drive me crazy. He's supposed to be creative. He's supposed to be a great play caller.
Yeah.
He's got all this stuff up his sleeve. You know what? He coaches scared. He coaches scared. It's like, it's okay if you're, you know, you want to be arrogant. You want to think you know more than
That's
everybody.
Real,
you want to think you can scheme up a play left, right, and the other. He coaches scared.
That's real. Let him hang. Let him hang once, Kyle. I've been saying that. We can go to the 2019 Super Bowl. But one more alarming thing I'm seeing through a trend, Stoney, through three games. I'm not saying abandon it, but I remember when the Wildcat hit and defenses, the hair was just on fire just seeing the formation because they weren't familiar or accustomed to it. Debo last night, and again, it's a Denver. 5 rushes. Guess how many yards? 6. Like, is that getting, I'm not, Darius, I don't want to say stale, but are you tricking defenses with that now? Do we got to work on getting him the ball downfield? And he did have 5 for 73. Probably would have been a buck 80 had Jimmy hit him on the one.
Yeah.
Jimmy didn't even look his way. I'm like, damn, Dad.
What'd he say?
That's Jimmy. Could take the good with the bad.
Norm should have said, this is the guy you wanted.
No, the team wanted him, and man, Stoney, could you imagine if it was Brock Purdy last night? But
maybe,
who's to rob Brock and say maybe he's not? Okay, you willing to go out there and do that with your chest out?
Pretty soon.
Well, if Jimmy keeps performing like this, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, if they're like 2-5, then I think you go to Brock Purdy. Why not?
1-2.
Robin in San Francisco. Hey, Robin, how you doing?
Hi. I'm doing fine. Listen. Thank you for having me on. I waited specifically for this show because Matthew, I knew that you would bring some type of perspective to this, because all morning long I had to switch the channel.
Good, Rob.
And I just cannot stand this blame Jimmy Garoppolo. He was awful, Daryl. He was terrible. His timing was off and everything. And also at the podium, he looked the most uncomfortable that I've ever seen him. And he was sharp, but he was sweaty too. I was like, Jimmy does not look good. He does not look confident in himself at this podium. Mm. So he did not play good. But we don't give him, yes, it's the same old Jimmy, but we don't take into account that he has rehabbed all year. He has not practiced with this team. And let's take into account, Matthew, let's go over a few plays, and then you let me know if I'm wrong.
Right.
The center, the fumble. That's put on Jimmy. But the center, he's a rookie center. Give me a
right.
break, okay? And then let's talk about that interception. It looked to me, even though he threw in the triple coverage and he was right. way off, it looked like he expected the damn receiver to be over there, okay? So, I mean, am I wrong in that? I've looked at it twice. Because you're talking about who he's throwing to. He was throwing to where he thought the man was going to be, because if he had been over there, he would have caught the ball. Maybe I'm wrong on that. And then the O-line. They gave him a glitch. Come on, Kyle the personnel choices, and then the running game. Everybody knows what Debo's going to do. And then you just, where's the receivers? How come we don't have slot receivers? I can go on and on and on and on. But let's just look at what's only in front of us, that Jimmy Garoppolo sucked. Bye, you guys.
Robin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just, that interception was a quarterback that just wanted to get rid. The ball was a hot potato. It should have never been thrown. You could have threw it out of bounds. You could have went any. That was, and you had everything riding on it, and you kind of just forced it. Yuck. So I'm not going to dare say Debo ran the wrong route.
Oh,
Stoney.
Hell
that
no.
That ball should not have been thrown.
No, it shouldn't have been. It shouldn't have been. Why keep throwing over the middle if that's where Jimmy likes to jam it?
I thought that's what he does his work. I thought that's where he's comfortable.
Yeah.
That was that's, you got to love it.
How about a little Kyle Shanahan? How was the offense today, Kyle?
No, I wasn't trying to play as safe as possible. We were trying to get someone going. Felt like we had a lot of shots in the first half. Kind of went exactly how we wanted in terms of moving the ball, getting some big plays, but had a number of penalties that I thought hurt us in the first half, and then we didn't convert a third down. I believe we were 0-4, so I thought we should have a lot more points to show for what we did in the first half. In the second half, never got into a rhythm when we did. We had that fumbled snap, got backed up, went into the safety, had another turnover, didn't get the run game quite going, and just never could really get in the rhythm in the second half that we had in the first. And when you don't convert a third down until I think that last drive, that's usually not a good recipe.
Guess what?
Wow, man.
Guess what? And I'm not putting all the blame on him. You're 0-9 on third downs. I thought you were a good play caller.
Wow.
0-9 on third downs. And I go, guess what?
That is
two out of three
awful.
Games he's talking about penalties. That's coaching. Come on. I'm not saying fire the guy. Sal Castaneda, KTVU-TV. A lot, of people think he's very level-headed. He asked me today on the 9, is Kyle on the hot seat? I said, no, Kyle's not on the hot seat. And he said, really? I said, no, it'll take a whole year of being lousy for Kyle to be on the hot seat.
But see, and Stoney, I know you're not like me. You're not a fan. And this, what I'm about to say, like, you don't care about this. The court of public opinion.
No, I do.
He's on the hot seat there. And this debauchery of how he handled the quarterbacks, people are losing confidence left and right. Now, the 0-9, and you're telling me the quarterback, forget his name, is Jimmy, gave me that performance, and then you have a wide-open Debo Samuel, and I don't even know if that was third down, Stoney. Point being, he's calling the right play, and if your guy, the quarterback's not going where the ball should go, you don't get the reward for calling a good play. But 0-9... That's team. That reeks.
This is from where's the Sammy K. This was my. This is like, I don't get it. Like, I didn't. Can you please read the room? He let him kick a 55-yarder rather than taking a penalty. It's like, I get. Okay,
that bothered me.
Okay, even if we call it a 50-50 decision, okay, which I don't think that one was, you've got to, like, lean into your team. Your team,
right.
Their strength is defense.
And they were
Why would you not give them a chance to keep Denver off the scoreboard when they hadn't given up a defensive touchdown the week before? They hadn't given up a point the game before their defense. Now it's the second quarter.
And you're beating them upside the head. So that just makes, Stoney, that's a head scratcher. I'll give you that. And he kind of spoke to it. Oh, Russell would have threw it up and we got a flag. Like, dude, why are you being positive when it comes to the other team, but yet just not letting them hang or letting it ride? Which, man.
Let's go to Ryan in Sacramento. Hey, Ryan, how you doing, man? What do you got?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hey, appreciate all the chat going on today, but wanted to cover the topic of Shanahan and the offense and just, you know, my observations from watching, but just a couple of questions I had. It just looks like we're running literally the same five plays over and over for the last 4 years, and all I hear, all this stuff about Shanahan being a genius, you know, it always comes back to, oh, look at these sexy run packages. Look how exotic they are. Look how great. It's BS. It's awful. I'm seeing the same 5-6 plays, you know, bubble screens to Debo, the same stuff over and over and over again. And it's really frustrating as a fan. I just want to get your guys' thoughts on that.
Man, I'm with you. Their offense is terrible.
It's like four corners basketball. Like, I feel like I'm watching a basketball team run four corners. Like he calls plays almost like you don't have that talent available to you. And then let's put the right on the table. We saw Trey play a whole game. It wasn't different. It wasn't any different then.
No. 49ers have looked like the exact same team three straight weeks, regardless of who plays quarterback. And given that they won their second game of the year over Seattle, because they weren't great against Seattle. Seattle was terrible. They turned the ball.
Man, if you and the defense, I just, again, it's a shame. But you feel like if they could have put 17 points up, 20 points up, I'm just like, man, I can't wait to get Lowe's assessments done.
We got Lowe in 5 minutes. Here's more Shanahan.
I thought he played real well in the first half.
Garoppolo.
I mean, I thought he made some plays, hit the ones that were there, and then made some that weren't there in the second half. I don't think anyone on offense did good, including myself. I mean, we didn't really get into rhythm the whole time, and our defense did a hell of a job keeping us in there, but we weren't able to get it going.
And that's Jimmy's word. I hadn't heard that one. What's that, Steiny? Rhythm. Rhythm, 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 rhythm nation. Janet Jackson, that's all Garoppolo kept saying. So how do you get in the rhythm? Ask the defense to step off the field and let you do what you want. You go get that rhythm. You go take it. You make that rhythm. Snap your fingers. Move your legs. Bend your knees.
49ers had 7 points. And this is what your coach said the quarterback did in the first half.
I thought he played real well in the first half.
Real well.
I thought he made some plays, hit the ones that were there, and then made some that weren't there in the second half. I don't think anyone on offense did good, including myself. I mean, we didn't really get into rhythm the whole time, and our defense did a hell of a job keeping us in there, but we weren't able to get it going.
So he said Jimmy played great in the first half.
He said he didn't coach well in the second half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, 3 points.
I know, though. He's.
I'll tell you what, you can sit here, and I'm not saying you're doing it.
You better be careful
living
right here.
In the past,
you better be
talking
careful
about this
right
is
here.
The perfect remedy. I've been hearing that, reading that. The Rams I'm coming to town, that. And they just beat your ass to go to the Super Bowl. So now what if they, hey, there's no Trent Williams, let's go after him. No Mitchell, let's go. So was Jimmy saying he needs more practice? Can you help clarify?
Jimmy said he's not in football shape.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He said he is, here we go, real quick, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my arm's feeling it right now. it's different. You try to do all the practicing and preparation you can on the sideline, being the number two, and then when you get tossed into it, you just, I didn't go through OTAs and training camp, and I'm not trying to make excuses or anything, but I just got to get in game shape and get rolling now.
Yeah.
He put an emphasis on being the number two.
Yeah, he got to be.
Like, if I was the number one, well, I would be. Hey, that's what I took from that.
Yeah. How many more excuses do we need for Jimmy Garoppolo? But Lance has no room for error. That's not true. Trey Lance got hurt, or he'd be quarterbacking right now.
Mm.
Trey Lance got hurt, or he would be the quarterback of a 1-2 team right now.
Trey
Lance
power
doesn't win that. He
Jimmy
doesn't win that
night.
Game.
No power runs.
Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't win the Chicago game, and Trey Lance does not win the Denver game.
You don't
as
know
far
that,
as I'm
though.
Concerned.
Yeah.
Well, we know they're 1-2. That's what we know,
with
and
the
we
Rams
know
to
Kyle Shanahan is above reproach. We can't criticize Kyle Shanahan. Why? Because 5 years ago, without ever seeing him, Guru called him a genius. So you got. You got to stick by it. Hey, I'm trying to get under Goose skin and he won't bite today.
I'm pretty good.
I'll try to get under Lowe's skin on the other side. Hey, how have your bets been doing? The BetQL app uses proven data and analytics to help you make smarter bets. BetQL looks at every bet from every game and ranks them on a scale of 1 to 5 stars, with those 5-star bets being your best chances to cash in. Losing money, it's no fun. Winning, that is. Get started today. Download the BetQL app for or visit BetQL.com. Lo Neal on the other side.